We're learning the second parak in Maseches Horios. We're up to Mishnah Hey. We were learning about different karbanos. One of them, in which a person violates specific veros, which we're going to articulate three of them, it's found toward the very end of Parshas Vayikra. Person brings a carbon olav yored. An olav yored means going up and down, which is a variable offering. Depends on one's financial status. Person has money, they can bring a carbon, which is an actual behemoth. If not, then there'll be turtle doves or doves. If not, then they'll bring a flower offering. So the Mishnah tells us as follows: that in Chayavin, the Beis Din will not be obligated to bring a par helam dover shel tzibor, which typically is brought in the event that they make a mistake in their paskening, when they reach an incorrect psak halacha, and the majority of the Jewish people violate this, following and believing that what the Beis Din said was correct. They're not obligated to bring this karban when it comes to the following three sins: al shmias hakol, the al bitlis fosayim, the al tumas mitash v'kadoshav. Also, the Nasi Kyotzbi and Debra Rabbi Yosei Aglili. So these first three things are actually things mentioned specifically at the end of Parshas Vayikra, in which a person would have to bring this special carbon called a carbon Olava Yored. The first one mentioned is a Shmias HaKol, literally listening to a voice. But it's referring to a situation in which there is a person subpoenaed to court because you're an eyewitness of certain information, someone owes money, and you know that this is the case. You go to the Beis Din, and you lie. You say, no, I don't know anything about it. And then afterwards, you admit to your mistakes. So in that situation, there's an obligation to bring a carbon olav yored. However, in this situation, the Beis Din would have made a mistake and said that you wouldn't have had to have testified, which is not the case. You would not bring and the majority of Klai Yisrael would do this, then all of them would not bring a par helam dover shel tzibor, but rather each one individually would bring this carbon olav yored. So too when it comes to the mistake of bitois vosayim, which is referring to a person who makes a shvu, a person makes an oath. For example, I'm not going to eat something, and they ate it. So in this situation, you would normally bring a carbon olav yored, so the Beis Din would have said, no, it's okay, your person's allowed to violate their words and their oaths. That situation, the fact that people relied on that psak, they still would not bring a par helam dover shel tzibor, rather they would bring a carbon olav yored. And the third is the al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. When it comes to a person who is impure, we know, as we mentioned yesterday, he's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash or eat things that are kodesh. In all these situations, the Beis Din would say it's okay, you're not going to be obligated, you're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the par helam dover shel tzibor is not brought, and the reason is because the individual would not have to bring a chatos if they would have done that themselves. They rather would have to brought this carbon olav yored, therefore that's precisely what's brought. And then let's at least see this next line over here, that which we at least read, the nasi ki yotzi bahen. The next part of the psukim talks about a melech or nasi, which the pasuk says, asher nasi echata, that when a nasi or a leader makes a mistake, there's a special carbon called a seer chatos, which is a he-goat that is brought. In that situation, also, if they would have violated any of the things that we mentioned previously, they would not have to bring, they would not be obligated to bring any of these karbanos, because it's only in a situation in which a person would have to bring a carbon olav yored. However, in this situation, because they're excluded, and they have to bring a seer, a he-goat, and therefore, in that situation, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, at least we'll see tomorrow other opinions, that if they violated any of the three things that we mentioned, they would not be obligated to bring the, any carbon whatsoever.